Monogamish contains content intended for mature audiences. The views expressed here are for entertainment purposes only. Please enjoy the show.
One of my partners, actually, the one that just recently moved, I'm more dominant in the bedroom.
Okay.
And so it's really funny because he's strong, like really strong, like, and so he always laughs because even though I'm trying to restrain him, like with my body weight or whatever, he says, "You know, I can just throw you off of me at any time." I'm like, "Dang it, I need to get some chains for my bed now."
Hi, Ishes! Welcome back! Another episode of Season 3.
I know.
I'm Justina.
And I'm Kenji.
And we're monogamish.
Today?
Today.
I know.
Go ahead.
We met our new person.
Our new person.
We've never met her before.
No, this is our first time. I love meeting somebody new and hearing a new story.
I know. It's so fun. So please introduce yourself.
I'm Sasha.
Hi, Sasha. Hi. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, finally.
I know, right? Thank you for coming on.
Yes.
Finally.
I'm excited to be here.
Oh.
Good stuff.
Thank you for coming. We love it.
Yeah.
And I love your energy already.
Thank you. We're
filming in the morning, which we never do. Mm-hmm. So having that high energy is good.
Right? Like I literally woke up like a couple hours ago.
So let's start by, well, first let's have you tell us your sexual orientation.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about your relationship status.
Okay. So basically I'm bisexual. I would consider myself and mostly into women, like, and sometimes into men. Like, it takes a special kind of man to, I don't know, catch my attention. So, like, 80% into women, maybe 20% into guys. It just depends on the day.
Okay.
Maybe 95.5.
The
les.
95.5, the les.
So, right now, you are in a... You consider yourself polyamorous
Polyamorous. Mm-hmm.
And you're in a polyamorous or multiple polyamorous relationship?
Yeah, right now I have two male partners. And then, you know, they each have their other partners as well. So, but at the moment I just have two male partners. Usually I like to have a girlfriend or two.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah.
So are you either one of your partner's primaries?
No. I'm solo poly.
You're solo poly.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. And one of my other partners is solo poly, and then the other one is actually married.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do all of your partners know each other?
They have not met, but they know of each other. And it's really cute because one of my partners will take pictures of me for the other partner. Like knowing what that other partner likes, like my feet or like the certain angle or something. And so I think that's really cute.
That's awesome.
That is.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's back up. How were you raised? Were you in a poly household?
No. Actually my parents divorced when I was really young, like maybe 2 years old. And then, I lived with my, dad and my stepmom, who I consider my mom as well. And we grew up very Christian. My grandparents went to church every Sunday. You were never supposed to have sex before marriage.
All the Christian things.
Yeah. And so basically, I got married pregnant.
Oh,
shit.
So you got pregnant and then they were like, this is, you got to get married.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I told my grandma that I was pregnant, the first thing that she said to me was, "When's the wedding?"
Oh, God.
I was like, ooh. So, you know, it was kind of forced. And now I'm divorced.
Yeah.
And
because
so,
it was forced.
I mean, pretty much, you know, I was really young, you know, and when I was 20 years old when I got pregnant, you know, I was done with college and everything. When you're young like that, like you think you know, but you have no idea.
Yeah, you don't. And that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Children are a lot of work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so I married my high school sweetheart. And so like, you know, he was what I knew, you know, we were married for 6 years, but you know, even from whenever I was like younger to me, I always thought it was kind of weird how you have all of these qualities that you're looking for in a person.
Right.
But you're not supposed to change someone and you're never supposed to change for someone. And so how in the world are you going to find, you know, somebody that has all of these things, like checks all the boxes? Like, that's really impossible. I just feel like it should be okay to, like, say that you're into, I don't know, like roller skating or something, and your partner, whoever you're with, doesn't like that. But rather than sitting there and like making them go, or like, you know, making them not enjoy themselves or having to do it alone, you can go and find another person who has those same interests as you. And, you know, like, all poly relationships don't have to be sexual.
Right.
You should be able to have, you can love more than one child. Like, you guys have five kids.
Right.
So, like, you should be able to love more than one partner, I think, from being young. And then I also have been attracted to girls at an early age as well. Okay. Like, I was in third grade when I kissed my first girl, like, practice on each other and stuff.
Okay.
So you knew from a young age that you're bisexual.
I mean, I knew that I felt differently about women, but it was always marriage should be between a man and a woman. It came down to I didn't want to disappoint my grandparents. And so then my grandma passed right after my 30th birthday.
Were you still married at that time?
No, I got divorced in 2000. It was final in 2017.
Okay.
And so then I got into another monogamous relationship, which was very controlling, like to the point where I didn't have any friends really outside of the relationship. I didn't hang out with anybody.
Oh, and so it was one extreme to another.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. You're on a totally a different side now of
mm-hmm.
10 years. Like, I was with two guys for 10 years, 6 years I was married, and then 4 years I was in a relationship, living relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, after that, like, then my grandma passed, and pretty much, like, I turned 30, and then a month later, my grandma passed. My 30th birthday, I'm not going to go into details, but it was horrible. And so it, you know, made me start to think about, like, and my grandma passed. And so it made me start to think, like, what am I really doing with my life? I'm sitting here, like, trying to make this person happy, and everything I'm doing is not working. And, like, you know, what's the point? Like, and here I am, like, I'm having more feelings for women and stuff too. And then, you know, he would also make me feel bad about being into girls and stuff, like almost poke fun, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of bullshit is that?
I don't know.
Oh my
like,
God.
Was he very religious too?
No, I would say closed-minded, I'd say.
Okay.
Maybe traditional, closed-minded. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So it was during that time that you thought, I'm not happy.
Yeah, I'm not myself. I lost who I was.
Right.
Because I was doing everything to please him.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't working. He still wasn't happy.
Right.
And then I wasn't happy.
Right.
And this isn't, you know.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So after 30, you said, I need
done.
To switch mm-hmm. things up. And did you just jump headfirst into it, or how did you go?
I started therapy first, domestic violence, like therapy and stuff. And she really opened my eyes to a lot of the things that were going on. Because, like, when you're in a situation like that, you are blinded. Like, you really don't see it for what it is until
right.
you step back. And it's like almost like I was like looking at things like through like a scope or something.
Or
and
oh,
then
yeah,
like it
like
tunnel
vision, and then it just opens up.
Yeah.
Huh?
And I'm like, oh wow. Like, my eyes are so wide open now. Like, I'm seeing shit that like I allowed for this long. And like, I allowed somebody to treat me that way. Ooh.
Right.
Like,
wow.
Why did I do that to myself?
Mm-hmm.
And so then like I started checking in with my inner child a lot. And she wasn't happy. And so, I talked to my dad's best friend and decided to move in with him. I moved out for a month, and then my ex came to therapy with me one time, and it did not go over well at all.
Oh, shit.
And yeah, so then like I almost felt rushed to move back in because the kids were going to start school, and he had a son as well. And so I was like, okay, well, I don't feel ready to move back in. It had only been a month. And we did it, and then we were there for I don't even know how long. And I had to call up my uncle again, like, hey, I know we just moved out, but, like, can we – oh, maybe it was a month. We were there – yeah, we were there a month.
So it was, like, a month, and then you're going
back.
Done. Done. Wow.
Yep. Because like you can't change someone. No. You can't tell somebody how to love you.
And that cycle of abuse was just going to continue if you stayed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like it was out of my control. And I was not the problem. And right. so again, I couldn't have my son in that situation. And so we left and, you know, I was living with my uncle for a while and then, thankfully we were there during the pandemic.
Oh my Lord.
Thankfully yes. we were there because, with my, cleaning business, like obviously nobody wanted anybody in the house to clean. Man.
So it put you a lot of stress
yeah.
on you.
Yeah. And I'm business. Like, well, hey guys, like I'm bringing bleach and I have masks and gloves. Like, let me like wash the doorknobs and the light switches and your remotes and everything. And, but you know, nobody wanted me in there. And then obviously nobody was going on vacation because, of the pandemic yeah. and stuff. And so I didn't house it. And then everybody was already at home. So they started doing their own cooking and gardening and
yeah
and then everybody started delivering, so I you know, like the grocery service and everything, so I was kind of like run out of business in a way.
Oh man it hit everything that you were doing, huh?
Yep so thankfully I was there because he was really good to me. That's awesome. I'm thankful for that.
Hell yeah.
So how did you start exploring polyamory then?
So I met my partner through a really good friend, and he started showing me, well, he actually showed me a TED talk, and I watched it and I was like, wow, that's me, that's my entire life, like because honestly I didn't know what polyamory was until
so after your marriage and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But I knew that I like I said earlier, I would always feel that it was wrong, like to have to find everything, mm-hmm. you know, in one person and stuff. And like, I just, and especially with me being bisexual, like how could I not be with a woman or not be with a man? Like, why can't I have both? And like, why can't it just be okay with everybody?
Especially
like
in right. this day and age.
Yeah. You're not hurting anyone. Like yeah. you just have to have communication. Like, and that is like a huge thing. And like,
right.
Oh my God.
And trust.
Yes, trust. Yes. And also not only communication, because you can sit here and communicate with somebody until you're blue in the face. But if they don't comprehend what you're telling them,
right.
then it goes nowhere.
Right. Yep.
So comprehension is a big one too. Mm-hmm. And I've in a couple of relationships that I've had recently, like I've learned that comprehension. Like you can sit there and you can tell somebody the same thing over and over and over again, but if they're not hearing you, like they may be listening but they're not hearing you,
right,
then you know it goes nowhere.
Right.
Oh man. So you didn't know anything about, you know, poly or the lifestyle or anything just before like a couple years ago?
Well, I mean, I knew like lifestyle, I knew like BDSM and like kink and stuff like that, but like, and swingers, not necessarily like the relationship part of it.
Okay.
You know, but I knew that there was like couples, you know, who swapped, and but I never really knew like what polyamory meant until that TED talk, until my partner was telling me, you know, okay, well, my wife and I, we've been married forever, and you know, she has boyfriends and I have girlfriends, and like, you know, he sent me a picture of he calls his brothers or his wife's boyfriends his Eskimo brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent me a picture with all of his Eskimo brothers, you know. Oh. and like I was just really I guess I was intrigued by her. Like you could have, you know, four guys love you and care about you and like have them all be on the same page. Like that's amazing. Like I yeah. want that. Like I want to have like my polycule
yeah.
and my family, you know, and because I have enough love in me to give to everybody, and like I want that back. And so right. why can't I have that? Like
right?
Who says it's my life?
Right.
I'm 30. I can do what I want.
So, have you discussed this with your son?
Not really. Like, he knows that I, like, he's met my partner. He'll come here and he'll get like a Airbnb for us, and then he'll get to like my son will get to stay with us, and so like and we went to dinner and stuff too.
So does he know that your partner has another partner?
Yes. Okay. But again, like it's not really talked about like in detail, you know, because he's only 11. I don't know if he would be able to like wrap his head around the concept yet. And then also like there's his dad too, you know, like I don't want his dad to get the wrong idea.
Right.
Because his dad is, I don't know, a certain kind of way, you know, but they do know that I am bisexual. They do know that I am into women and stuff. So that's a big thing that I wanted my son to know.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So, and he double checked with me again the other day. So you like girls, Mom? Yeah. And you like boys? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Just out of the blue, I don't know what he was thinking about, but he looked over and asked me that. And I'm like, okay.
So have you told the rest of your family now? I know Grandma's not with mm-hmm. you anymore.
Nope.
So really? You've kept this all. How do you, are you nervous about how they'll react because of the background, you know, because of your family being religious?
So I feel like the people who matter won't mind.
Okay.
And I feel like the people who don't matter, they'll mind.
Okay.
Sense.
Okay.
I, you know, my uncle knows, obviously. He was actually the first one that I came out to, and it was so great. It was so perfect. I have to tell you.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
So he went hunting, and he was gone for a while, and I had there's a hot tub in the backyard, and I had my friend over who I've known since kindergarten, and we just went in the hot tub, and then later on my uncle comes back, and he says, oh, did you have anyone over while I was gone? Like, did you party it up? And I was like, oh, no, I just had one of my girlfriends over, or I can't remember what I said, but he was like, oh, well, I didn't know if you were into girls too. And I was like, no, only half the time. and so then he was like, okay. He's like, and then he said he was like, what he said, but something like, he's like, I know a few of those people. I know a few of them. Cause I guess he used to know, the owners of tracks.
Oh,
okay.
Like,
way
it.
Back in the day.
Stop
okay.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, so then of course he was, had to tell me all the stories.
Oh, hell
I'm
yeah.
I'm like, okay, so does that mean that you're going to come with us now? You're going to come with me to tracks? And so then we would always, every time we would go out, cause he's so much fun. We would go out and have a couple drinks, and like, we would be each other's wingman.
Hell,
like,
yes.
Oh, you want her, or do you want, and I'm like, how about let's get a twofer? A twofer one.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it was pretty fun. It was a lot of fun living with him, and yeah.
Your uncle's the fucking man.
Right? I am the best wingman.
I love it.
So post-divorce, you've now made this decision, and post-therapy.
Yes.
That you're going to be true to yourself, and mm-hmm. that you're polyamorous. So you met that first guy. Mm-hmm. How did you broach the subject when you met your second partner?
Well, I mean, we met online.
Okay.
And so I already knew a few of his partners.
So on your profile, you had already listed what you were looking for online, that you're polyamorous and that you already have.
It was just Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just Facebook, like, so, like, through the community, like, I knew my current partners, like, partners. So,
okay.
Like, I guess we were vetted for each other.
Okay.
Oh,
in a way.
Nice.
Yeah. And then, like, we talked online for a while before we met in person. Like, and, you know, I was comfortable enough to drive all the way up the mountain by myself to see him and stay the night with him and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Huh.
So now you're dating two separate people, both males.
Yep.
And one is married and one is also solo poly. Okay. And you're ideally, I'm sure, would want to be dating a female as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that female energy. Well, and then also, like, both of my partner just recently moved out of state, and so like they're both out of state.
Oh.
And so like I'm a lonely bitch.
I know. I was just gonna ask you. I was just gonna ask you how you would manage your time with them, but they're out of state.
It's a lot of phone calls, a lot of texts, video chats. You know, video chats.
So it's primarily at this point. I mean, I'm not saying that you don't have sexual chats, but it's primarily not a physical relationship at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. But. Like, it would be great to have somebody here, you know, like, when, obviously, whenever I got with my, the partner that moved, like, obviously, he lived here, you know, but I knew that he was moving. And so that was kind of sad. At the same time, it's like, when you go on a vacation, like, you know the vacation's ending, but you don't want to have, like, a shitty time at the vacation, so you, like, live it up until it's over. So that's basically what we did. I don't even know how many times I went up the mountain. Like hashtag good dick will travel.
Yeah.
that's my hashtag.
So have you had any girlfriends then?
I have. I've had a couple. And they have like been married.
Okay.
Okay.
but I would like want to find, I guess, like a single girl.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, it doesn't matter if they're, like, lesbian or bisexual. It doesn't matter. But, yeah.
You'd like to meet, so another another solo poly girl.
Yeah, yeah. Just because I like that female energy, like, and also, like, sexual. Like, because I feel like with women, like, I can connect better with them because I am also a female. And so, like, I have a lot more in common, obviously, with women and. And then, obviously, I'm attracted to them sexually. And so it's like, I feel like since I'm a sapiosexual.
Okay.
Like,
so I love that. And so, like, if I can get to know you and get to know your brain and stuff, like, the sex is just that much better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So. My wife is, too.
I am. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you, I mean, sure, like, I might may think that somebody is, like, attractive looking. But, like, am I sexually attracted to them? No, not until like I get to know them.
There you go.
So.
Oh yeah. And where did you find your girlfriends at? Did you find them online as well?
Yeah, online, and then you know just like friends of friends, like you know the online community here. Well, I mean the lifestyle community here is huge, and then but it's also like close knit too. And so you know if you meet somebody, chances are they know people that you know.
Right.
Yep.
Is what I've like, oh, you know that person, me too. Or like, oh, I know that one too.
So when you're navigating this, do you feel like you'll ever be in a position where you want another primary partner?
Maybe eventually. Like I would like that consistency. And, but like if I ever did live with someone again, I would definitely have to have my own room. My own space, like yeah, like that's something that I really missed whenever I was in my relationships, is like having my own room, like even if it's just to like go away and go take a nap, like you know, and then whenever you guys want to like spend the night together, you can like sleep in, you know, each other's bed, like switch back and forth, like that way, you know, like if you're in a bad mood or like you have something going on, like that way you don't transfer that negative energy to your partner, you know, and like that way, like. You know, you still have that sense of individuality as well. But, yeah, I mean, maybe one day, like, I kind of like being solo poly, but maybe I would change my mind if somebody would live here, you know?
Gotcha, gotcha.
Somebody local.
Right.
So,
yeah. Oh, that's awesome. So do you share your lifestyle with your all of your friends as well?
Yeah, because mainly all my friends are in the lifestyle.
Got it.
Like, I try to hang out with like-minded people, you know, because I am so open and, like, my life is so crazy and, like, it's not for everyone.
That's right. That's right.
And you are so open, which surprises me that you haven't told everybody, like, the rest of your family or, like, do your coworkers know or things like that? Do people that you work with, like, you know, cleaning houses and stuff like that know?
No.
So you keep it really, wow.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
because she's so open.
I know.
You're such an open book.
Yeah, business and pleasure. I don't know. I mean, like, I guess maybe I am open to the people who I feel like would not judge me. And then, like, the people who I feel like would judge me, then I just don't even bother.
Okay.
There you go. Maybe. Okay.
That you know, sense. like, oh, you like the same things I like, or, oh, you know, you're into the same stuff. Like, let me tell you my side of the story. Let me tell you all my stuff.
When she says something like that, though, I'm open to the people that don't judge me. It makes me realize how you're still young. You're still very young in that mentality of worrying about what somebody else is going to think.
True. Yep.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
And getting past that. I used to be like that all the time.
I know you
did.
I was like, oh, my God, just stop.
I know. When I first met him, he taught me that. He taught me that in partnerships to not give a shit what anybody else, whether it's family, friends, strangers, like, just be you and don't give a shit about what anybody else thinks because they're not living your life.
Right.
They're not paying your bills. They're not going through the emotional traumas that you've gone through. Right. They're not doing any of that. Mm-hmm. So for them to judge, like, to me, if that family that would judge you isn't judging right now the fact that you went through all this traumatic experience with these guys in the past, and now you're a happy person. Mm-hmm. You're genuinely smiling. You're genuinely in love. You're genuinely in a good place where you might not have a primary partner, but you have two partners that support you and that love you and that they were texting her before the show and telling her good luck and
controlling your own life, basically.
You were controlling your own life. Mm-hmm. And so I love that you've grown to that point. I'm sad that you don't feel like you can share it because you don't want to have that
negative reaction.
That rebuttal of having to stick up for this is the way I want to live.
But you had that for quite some time.
That's why I'm sad for you. Because I've been there.
And it was, I was like, dude, who fucking cares? Like, let's just tell everybody. And she's like, nah, I can't do that. And I'm just like, dude, whatever, you know? Yeah. Like,
and for us, it got to the point where if you're going to do something like this and you're on a stage and your face is on here and my voice, it's just a matter of time before somebody runs into me that knows somebody that I know.
Right.
And I would much rather them hear it from me.
Right.
Than from me to have to go back and go, no, this is why we did that. And this is why I didn't tell you. And this is why, you know.
Right.
And so it was really hard, though. I struggled with that big time. I'm weird in the sense that I wanted everybody to like me, even if I didn't like them.
Right.
Even if I don't like you, I still want you to like me. I'm still going to be nice to you, even if I don't like you.
Right.
And so it was really hard for me in the beginning to be open and share and for us to have that open, you know, just be who we are with other people. And we still get judgment consistently.
I don't give a shit.
And we just, you learn how to just go, oh, moving on.
Right.
Next day. Next minute. Like, not even next day. Like, I'm over it before it even happens.
Right.
So in looking for partners, do you find that you have the easier time meeting people online or meeting people in person?
It's the vetted thing, huh?
Yeah.
It's like you know somebody through somebody and they're like, oh, yeah, that person's cool, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and then also, like, I don't really want to, like, sit there and text to get to know someone. Like, I'd rather, like, be like, hey, you want to meet up this time and this day? And then I'll spend, you know, the time with them, personal time with them. Mm-hmm. And I prefer that more than phone calls or texts or even online interaction. You know, like,
I'm the same
way, rather,
too.
Yeah. So
talk in person.
Yeah.
Because you can learn so much about a person from their body language and their tone and their
demeanor and
yes.
stuff. Yeah.
Even and more than what they say.
Mm-hmm. And their energy and stuff, too. And, like, I feel like if we were to sit here and to text about everything we just talked about today, that'd be like 2 weeks worth of stuff.
Right.
God, we'd
be here all day.
and then you have like texting thumb. You're like, oh.
So in getting with these partners, a big question that a lot of people have is how do you take care of yourself health-wise? Because you're having sexual relations with multiple partners.
Yes.
How do you make sure that you're safe and protected?
So I always go get tested. And actually, it's funny we're talking about this because I have an appointment. What's today?
Tuesday.
I have an appointment on Thursday at 7 a.m. to go get tested. A full screen thing. I usually get tested. I mean, if I have a new partner, like, it's usually after that or before that. Or if it's the same, like, once or twice a year, for sure once a year, you know, you mm-hmm. have to go, like, get your breast exam, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, yeah, always get tested. Always use condom, birth control.
So with your partners right now, do you have any boundaries or rules set in place that if you meet somebody else, because obviously they're far away, and so that right. that physical need for you, that sexual gratification is not being met.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you have to tell them before, or?
So basically, like, we don't have any rules or,
okay.
like, anything like that.
Wow.
Just, like, out of respect, I would tell them.
Mm-hmm. Before or after?
Probably before.
Okay.
Probably before,
okay.
because that way, like, I mean, I would want to know before as well, which they do, like, because we're in communication almost every day, you know, and I know what they're doing throughout
right.
their daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I feel like if I was told after, or if I told someone after, I feel like maybe that would almost seem like you were trying to get away with.
Mm. Okay.
Gotcha.
But then, you know, there are also times, like, where it could be spur of the moment, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not going to sit here and be like, hold on, before we go any further,
yeah,
let me double check to make
right.
sure this
right.
is okay. Like, you know, I feel like in those cases, then, you know, you can't get mad at someone because they're having fun and they're enjoying themselves and they're happy. And, like,
right.
you just have to be happy for them. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I do have FOMO and I, you know, everybody gets jealous
oh, right.
sometimes.
Oh.
But, like. You know, as long as I know that my relationships are strong and in a good place, then, like, you know, as long as my partners aren't hurting themselves or other people or animals, then, like, they can do whatever they want, you know?
Cool.
So
yeah.
I'm bad at the verbiage. Drew might have to help me with this. So your boyfriend's wife,
mm-hmm.
your would be your metamour,
mm-hmm.
okay. Do you have a relationship with her?
So we've actually met a few times, like we've had breakfast together, like all three of us. And then I actually went down to their place in the Keys for Pride this last.
Oh, okay.
How
summer. Fun.
Yeah, it was so much
I
fun.
Know, right?
It was my first Pride and it was in Key West.
Hell
oh.
yes.
Oh, lucky bitch.
yes. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That was the first time you had celebrated Pride?
Yeah, because,
oh,
because
awesome.
I wanted to, like, come out at Pride. Like,
right.
I wanted to, like, celebrate it for me, you know? Like, I mean,
uh-huh.
I celebrated it for everybody else, too, but, like, for me.
Fuck
this was
right.
This was the first time celebrating it for me.
Oh, that's
so,
awesome.
Yeah,
that is
and
so
then,
cool.
And
congratulations.
Thank you. The fact that I got to be there with him and his wife, too, like,
right.
it was really special. And, like, you know, we don't necessarily talk, like text each other or talk on the phone, but, like, you know, I've met her and, like, we are great. We are good.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Have you found that you're able to learn a lot from her? Because I know you were really intrigued by her in the
right?
beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't know how she does it. Like, I mean, she's married, you know, her husband is a really great guy, like, and, you know, I thank her a lot, like, for sharing him with me, because, you know, she doesn't have to do that.
Right.
But, yeah.
Right on for that,
yeah.
because not a lot of women do that shit, or guys either,
yeah.
you know, so,
yeah.
yeah, right on for that.
Gratitude is lacking a lot of times
mm-hmm.
where it needs to be.
yeah. Well, yeah, like, I always want to, you know, make sure that, you know, people that I care about know that I appreciate them and love them. I hope, you know, I hope they do.
You guys have no rules, no boundaries, no, you're just basically going as you, I guess every day you're just making it up as you go.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, respect the relationship, you know, respect yourself. And
how do you talk about your relationship in terms of the future? Do you guys talk about being partners, or do you look at these partnerships as temporary?
I hope they wouldn't be temporary. But, like, as far as, like, I know that I would never be able to move in with my married partner, obviously.
Right. right.
And, you know, I knew that going into this relationship. But, like, I mean, I hope to, you know, one day, like, maybe be pushing him around in a wheelchair. I don't know. like,
yeah.
I mean, he's already an old man, but, I mean, he'll be older then, you know. But, like, you know, if something were to, like, happen to his wife, like, I would be there for him, you know, like,
right.
God forbid. But I guess we don't really, like, make any plans, like, oh, hey, you know,
mm-hmm.
this is where we're going to
mm-hmm.
be in a couple years, because nobody really knows, you know,
right.
so I guess we just, like, make the most out of it each day. And I have abandonment issues. And okay. so, like, I sometimes need a lot of reassurance. And, like, I'm working on that. The one that just moved, my partner that just moved, he is doing a really good job about that, like, with me saying, like, I still care for you. Like, you know, everything's still the same. Like, even though, you know, we haven't talked maybe in a while or, like, as much as we used to. Like, mm-hmm. you know, he tells me, I still care for you the same. I still love you the same. Like,
That's good.
Everything is still the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, everything's good. Like, nothing happened. We're still good.
So are you out there looking for new partners actively?
Dating is hard.
It is. Yes. Especially during COVID time.
I know.
And, like, I deal with, like, a lot of, like, creeps and stuff online.
I'm sure. And especially, so, like, not with, like, a paid site. So now you got all these fucking weirdos coming at you.
Well, and especially being single. You have to vet them and, like, fill them out for a while and have lots of conversations with them because now you're going to meet them solo.
Mm-hmm.
And as a female, and as a little tiny petite thing,
I know.
That
hey, no.
But you know what I mean, like,
yeah,
that, you know, that's a scary situation to be put in, mm-hmm. and it's hard to really get the gist of somebody, like you said, just via phone, via maybe a conversation or
just
a couple of text messages over some time.
And I don't like that. I don't like sitting there and texting somebody like forever, like look at your phone all day.
Oh my God, right?
Like people writing like stories.
So do you consider yourself being in the lifestyle then too? So like polyamorous and in the lifestyle? Like do you have really, I know you're a sapiosexual, but do you have sexual relationships where there's not a emotional relationship attached?
Not as of lately.
Okay.
No.
So you almost are like monopoly. In a way, like like to stick mm-hmm. with those partners. You have multiple partners, but you like to stick with those partners and not really swap or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, just because like I'm not like I have to get to be attracted to
right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because looks aren't everything. Like I've met some really ugly, beautiful people, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We know exactly what you mean. what you mean.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to be careful. And like I, especially like my dad always would tell me like that I need to find somebody that has a bigger heart than me. And so, okay, because like I feel like I am so giving and I'm so nice and stuff, and like, not all good people are attracted to that. It's like the bad people too. Kind of like a moth and a light. You know,
right?
And they want to like steal my light or something. That's what one of my partners says. Don't let them steal your light.
Aww.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's sweet though, because he sees that your heart is big. He sees what your dad sees.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he is that way. I think I know his heart is bigger than mine for sure.
Mm-hmm. And this is your married partner.
Yep.
Okay. So when you get to that point with your son, do you have any idea on how you'll try to explain this to him?
I don't know, really. I mean, like, I feel like it would be better if we all sat down together and mm-hmm. told him, because I could sit there and tell him, oh, well, it's okay. Like, his wife knows. And then, like, maybe then my son would think I was a liar. And so, like, I would maybe want them all to be there and then, that way he can see that the wife himself says, yes, that's okay. Like, it's okay that, your mom and him have a relationship. Like, and I think maybe that would.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I mean, because he already does hang out. He even has a nickname for my partner.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so cute. I'll tell you after.
Tell us about have you gone into the community, the poly community? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so like I go to Tracks all the time. Like
okay.
that's like my favorite place. Like I love to go there because like I can go and be myself and mm-hmm. like pretty much wear whatever I want to wear
yep.
and like not have to worry about like some like creepy dude like looking at me and like, creeping on me. Because everybody is so kind there. I mean, I guess I've ran into there. Mm-hmm. I've been to a few. I've actually never been to like an official play party before.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because of COVID. I mean,
okay.
I don't.
Because this is all so new to her too.
Yeah. A couple years. Like basically, I just started all of this. Like, and then COVID happened.
Yep.
So I'm kind of like trying to navigate all of it, you know, but like I've been to like birthday parties and stuff like where there have been areas to play. But I really love it because and this is like for people who don't know about the lifestyle. But like when you go to a play party, it's not just like a giant orgy and everybody just like
right.
having sex everywhere. That's not what it is. Like.
It can be, but it's not necessarily that.
Right. But, like, I mean, usually, I mean, if there is, like, there's, like, that separate area for
right.
that. So then, mm-hmm. like, there can be, you know, a normal, I mean, a non-sexual party. We're not
right.
normal.
No.
We're
all
weird.
Normal. I say that, too.
Uh-huh.
Or vanilla. Vanilla.
Yeah, vanilla.
Yeah.
Like, there can be a vanilla type atmosphere going on in one section of the basement or the house or the backyard or wherever, and then in a totally different section,
complete,
it's non-vanilla. It's
yeah.
more
mm-hmm.
Neapolitan.
Yeah.
yeah.
So, do you dabble in any of the BDSM or kink world as well?
I've dommed a little bit.
Oh.
Holy shit!
Dom.
Really?
You're so sweet and soft-spoken and so.
One of my partners, actually, the one that just recently moved,
uh-huh.
I'm more dominant in the bedroom.
Okay.
And so it's really funny because he's strong, like really strong. Like, and so he always laughs because even though I'm trying to restrain him, like with my body weight or whatever, he says, you know, I can just throw you off of
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, dang it. I need to get some chains for my bed now. like, because I'm not, it's not working.
you need to add some extra
yeah.
weaponry in there.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah so he came to see me one time and we were doing stuff and I was holding his hands, like with my hand. One hand or like both or something, and it wasn't working, and so I took my sock off, like my knee-high sock, and I tied him
fucking
up
A.
with the sock.
There you go.
whatever works. Sock, right?
Whatever works.
right. And so he still talks about that. So now we have like he fantasizes about the socks and. I recently just moved, and when I was taking my little sock bin thing, I saw the socks, and I grabbed them out real quick.
Yeah.
so I wanted to, like, surprise him with a picture or something later with the socks.
Right.
Oh, nice. so did you always feel like you were Dom, or did that just come
no.
out in the bedroom?
So basically, he brings out things in me that, like, nobody else does. And, like,
oh.
same for
– Love it.
Same for him. Like, he tells me the same, and so – he feels, I guess, more feminine with me, and then I take on the more masculine role.
Okay.
Because we think maybe he has a feminine soul or something.
Okay.
And so, like, it's, we never planned it. We never said, okay, this is what we're going to do this time. Like, we kind of just, I don't know, switched together. Him and I's relationship is surreal is the word that we of how we're connected and stuff
yeah.
like with energetic sex and like tantra stuff and so we hadn't ever like tried him being like the more feminine role and me being the masculine and we both felt different that day and so I was like well let's just go with it and then and
here we are
here we are I'm a man and he's a woman and
Oh,
shit.
yeah. Oh,
so
that's
like,
awesome.
Like, he calls me sir and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
What
and
a completely
like
different change from your previous relationship.
I know.
Like, from going to being so controlled to now you're the dominant.
I know. You're the controlling
yeah.
one, huh?
Yeah.
yeah. Like, I think
in a much better way.
Yeah.
In
oh,
a much
yeah, of course.
More
healthier
positive
way.
And
yes.
healthier way.
Yes,
yes.
Because aftercare is 100%
mm-hmm.
necessary. necessary. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
I think aftercare is more important than the actual stuff.
Well, aftercare and because it was both consensual.
Right, right.
It wasn't just, you know, you're not just beating his ass and
right.
leaving him there.
Right.
You
no,
know,
no, he's sitting there telling me to slap him across the face. And right. then I slap him across the face. And then I say, can I do it again? He says, yeah. Psh. I didn't know I was going to like yeah. it. Like, he like looks at me. He's like, will you slap me? And I'm like, really? I was like, okay. And I slapped him. And then like, I'm like, can I do that again?
I've never hit anybody before.
Right? It felt so good. And then the fact that he liked it too, like it just turned me on even more.
You're like, fuck.
That's fucking awesome.
I know,
you're getting to explore all of this
all
with
this
your
new shit. Yes.
Yeah. Like I had no idea that was in me.
Right. Oh, that's so fun. See, and this is, I love stories like this because we do meet a lot of women. We're actually getting ready to meet one soon. That have gone through domestic violence and that deal with this on, you know, a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And the thought of the role reversal ever being an option or it ever going into the other spectrum where now you're in a happy, loving, you know, healthy relationship.
You have to break the cycle.
Right.
Yes.
You have to. Because I learned in therapy that when you have a domestic abusive relationship or like an abusive partner, chances are you're going to have another one and another one and another one. And you have to you have to do the work and you have to research because those abusers have the same behavioral patterns and you have to be able to look for that.
So how do you do that now? Because that's really interesting because, you know, I've knock on wood. You know, Kenji has hurt me, but consensually.
Yes, always.
So I've never been, thank God, and never had to deal with any type of abuse, you know, physical abuse of any kind, whether from a partner or from, you know, a person in power, parent or anything like that.
Yeah.
So how do you know what to look for in terms of when you're looking for partners now and what to avoid?
There's a lot of red flags and stuff. Like, obviously, you know, them – like control, trying to control you and stuff. And like, I'm a bird. Like you can't put me in a cage. Like you have to love me in a way where I feel free. And so, you know, if somebody's, you know, trying to tell me that I can't, or what to do, or like, you know, it makes me sad when women say, he let me go out or she let me, or he's not gonna let me wear that. Or like let you
is right
he, is
you're
he
an adult
yeah
you're
are
a
they
grown
your parent
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you should be able to make those decisions for yourself.
Yeah. You know, and then also, you know, how they talk about their partners to you, because if they're bad mouthing their partner to you, then that means that they're probably going to bad mouth you to other people. And I mean if they're bad mouthing anybody from the get-go, whatever,
right?
But you know, you have to respect your partners even when they're not around. I look at their relationships with their partners, you know, like how long have they been together? Like, how long have you been polyamorous? You know, are you really polyamorous or are you just a swinger?
So it's almost easier for you or, easier and a little bit safer, I guess, for you to date somebody that already has a partner, because then you can talk to that partner and kind of know how that relationship is going.
Mm. Yeah, because I would love to. I mean, I've had relationships with married men, and I always try to befriend the wife.
Oh yeah,
because like she's sharing her husband with me, and like I do not ever want like anyone to think that I'm here to fuck shit up.
Right.
Like, which is never my intention. And like, sometimes, no matter how many times, like you could tell that to someone, like, hey, I'm only here with good intentions. I'm only, you know, but in the end, like people are only battling themselves, you know? And so I want to make sure that they are polyamorous, like that they have the communication skills, because I've been fooled. I've been fooled and I've had my heart broken, and polyamory really is not for everybody.
Right.
Yeah, this lifestyle isn't for everybody.
No, and you can tell somebody that you're polyamorous, but actions speak louder than words. You know, for now and, like, you know, the foreseeable future, I guess, like, I'm only going to see people who I know or, like, who, like, vetted people and, like, people who have multiple relationships or who have had multiple relationships for a while. Just because, like, I know that I'm new in this, but, like, I feel like I've, I guess, always felt this way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, like, I know I'm growing, and I still have things, you know, everybody has things they need to work on, and I'm growing, and I'm learning every day. But, like, I feel like I'm, I don't know, I can handle polyamory well, I feel.
If it suits you.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because I do like those interactions with the multiple people. Like, I love, you know, getting all these good morning texts or, like, you know, hey, like, how's your day? Like, oh, who's this? Oh, no, that's him or, the, you know, that's mm-hmm. her. Like, and, like, I just, because I have all that love to give. And I love hearing other people's stories and, like, learning about them as well. I'm a people person, and, like, I love telling my story, too, because maybe then somebody.
Hell yeah.
That's exactly why we brought you on.
Yeah, hell yeah. Right
thank
on.
You so
yeah.
much for sharing your story
yeah,
with
yeah,
us.
Thank you.
It's so lovely, too, to see how happy you are, because I can tell when you speak about your prior relationships
oh, yeah.
that you were in a dark, like, and it was bad. And yeah. and so that you've lifted yourself out of that, and you're being true to yourself now, and you're really being able to live your life to the fullest. And
yep.
I hope that helps a lot of our people out there.
Huh.
For sure.
Well, thank
love
you
it.
So much for coming, Sasha.
Thank you,
sharing
Sasha.
Your story.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks for having me, God.
Thank you. All right, Ishes, you know where to catch us. Go online. Check
YouTube.
Us out. YouTube.
Spotify.
Spotify just hit number one. It just surpassed iTunes and virtually every other podcast library out there.
Oh,
so
cool.
So check us out on Spotify. Like right. and subscribe. Bye, guys.